Oh, my goodness. You know, I'll tell you. Do you know what? Has everybody had their supper?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, because I'm not hungry this week, so I'm glad. I'm glad myself I'm not hungry, not after last week. Anyway, but I was shopping today again. You know, I usually shop on a Friday. And as one or two little items that I get, and when I get them, I like just to share them with you. One or two nice things that we sometimes get in the supermarket that remind us about the Lord Jesus. But let me tell you a story first. I was on my way home one night in Aberdeen on the east coast of Scotland, and I was on my way home with a friend, and I saw some flares in the sky. And I thought, wow, is it fireworks time already? And of course it wasn't fireworks time. It was another time, and something was happening. And I didn't know till the next morning what it was. A big Polish merchant ship had run aground in the beach in Aberdeen Harbour, in Aberdeen Beach, and they were putting these flares up, and they were helpless, they thought, in the gale and the storm. And can anybody tell me what they were sending out? They were sending out an SOS. You are so right. They were sending out an SOS. Does anyone know what SOS means? No, that's not what it means, is it? Send out ships? Is that what it means in Spanish Wells? Do you know what it means when you send out an SOS in Britain? It means save our souls. That's what it means. Now, that's what they really want you to do, is send out ships, isn't that right? So you were half right there, okay. One day, it's just a matter of interpretation, isn't it? You're using the Greek and I'm using the Hebrew. But the Hebrew says, save our souls. And you know, my dear boys and girls, that's what the gospel is all about, that Jesus came into the world that you and I might know our souls saved. Why? Because we were in distress. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the standard of God. There's no righteous, not one. Not even the prettiest looking girl here is without sin. Everybody has sinned. There's no one who is without sin, and we're helpless. And you know, my dear friends, God knew we're helpless, and one day a man sprang in and he said, what must I do to be saved? How can my soul be saved? Save my soul. And God sent out a rescue. He sent his son to the cross, and he sent the Lord Jesus to die on the cross. And he heard the cries of men who needed salvation. And Jesus came to be the mighty rescuer and the what? The savior of our souls. So it's not only save our souls, but oh, we've got good news tonight that he's the savior of our souls. Ah, but I'll tell you this, and some of these fishermen can tell you that. If your boat sprung a leak and there's a big gale, my dear friends, you don't sit down and meditate about if you see another boat there. They used to have what they call a breeches boy, and they would fire it over to the other ship, and they would take the people across one by one, and these boys right to the other side. In Scotland, we send out a lifeboat, which is all volunteers, men just like the fishermen here, and they get launch it in a gale, and they push out in their lifeboats to try and rescue. And if they ever got to a ship, and the man didn't want to be saved, and they were saying, come on, hurry up. And he was saying, well, I'm just meditating. Let me finish my newspaper. You would say he was foolish, wouldn't you? You see, my friends, when you're getting rescued, what you've got to do quick. Isn't that right? What you do, you got to do quick. There's no time to think. Isn't that right? I've got to be saved. I've got to be saved tonight. One wee boy said to me one day when I asked him, is it not time that you were saved? And he said, tonight, he wanted to be saved right now. That's what the Philippian jailer wanted to be. He wanted to be saved right away. Listen to what the Bible says. Behold, now is the accepted time. Right now, this minute, now is the day of salvation.
Not only that, he says, today, if you hear my voice, God is saying, if you hear me telling you, you need to be saved, you need a Savior, if you hear my voice today, don't harden your heart. Why? Because today is the day of salvation. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So our souls need saved. Save our souls. Ah, but we've discovered there's a Savior of our souls, and He's waiting tonight to save us. So what we do, we've got to do? Oh, that's right. Now, I haven't got my hearing aid on tonight. What you do, you've got to do it quick. That's right. Well, you know something else, my dear friends? When you do it quick, my friend, when you trust Jesus Christ, you know everything will be. Oh, you better believe it. Everything will be okay. Isn't that right, Uncle Donald? Do you feel okay tonight? Amen. He's the best looking okay I've seen in a long time. You see, my dear friends, when you let Jesus into your heart and you realize that He died to save our souls, you do it quick. Do you know what? It's all okay. Oh, why is it okay? Well, it's okay for this reason, because our sins are forgiven. All the sins that had us lost, all our sins that took us away from God, they're forgiven. Not only that, because we're no longer seeking to be saved, because we are saved. When we trust Jesus, we're saved. And not only that, my friend, because we have His great peace in our heart. Now, He does something very wonderful for us when we come into, let Him into our hearts. So, a very wonderful person comes into our life. We talk about being born again. Does anyone know how we're born again? Who's the person that comes into our hearts when we're born again? Well, it's the Lord Jesus, but the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts, and He's got the power to make us born again and to keep our lives. In fact, do you know who I've got in here? Let me tell you. You see, right in here tonight, I have the, I've got the Energizer. Amen. Hallelujah. I've got the Energizer in there tonight. He not only saved me, but He keeps me. I'll be going longer than the wee rabbit goes on for. Do you know that? Because the Energizer gives me eternal life. What kind of life does the Energizer give you? He gives you what? Eternal life. Why, He makes you born again. And I'm getting awful hot. Do you mind if I take my jacket off? No, I'll just take my jacket off, no more. But you know what? I'm telling you this, that He not only gives the power, but you know what? Something else. What's going on here? You laughing at me? Why? He makes you what? Oh, come on, you can say it louder than that. When we've got the Lord as our Savior, we trust Him quick and everything's okay and the Spirit is in us and we're born again. Oh, dear friends, then we are what? Well, whatever ready, isn't that right? Oh, we've got the Energizer, and we are ever ready. Ever ready for what? Well, you see, dear friends, we're not only born of the Spirit and filled with the Spirit of God, but we discover that we're ever ready to tell others about Jesus. Are you a Christian? Are you ever ready to tell others about Jesus? We're ever ready to meet the Lord. Oh, yes. You see, when you've got the Energizer inside, my goodness, and you're ever ready, you're, my friends, you're ever ready to tell folks about Jesus. Why? Because you know he saved our souls, and we trusted him quickly, and it's okay now, and we've got the Energizer, we're born again, and we've filled with his Spirit, and we're ever ready to meet the Lord. And you know where the Lord is tonight? He's in heaven, isn't he? So, my dear friends, that means we're ever ready to go to... Oh, come on. Sounds like a senior citizens meeting. We're ever ready to go to... That's good. Just imagine the Miami Dolphins got a touchdown. We're ever ready to go to... Glory! Oh, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Hey, man, you're looking awful worried about it, Uncle Grayling, tonight. Are you worried about coming to glory? This stuff will clean you up, and it's unscented. No one will smell it, I'll tell you. My friend, we're ever ready to go to where? Are you ready to go to heaven, to glory tonight? You'll never be ready to go to glory unless you realize and put out the cry tonight, save our soul, save my soul, and do it quickly. And when you do it and you trust in Jesus, it'll be okay. You'll get the Energizer inside, and you'll be ever ready to tell others about Jesus, and you'll be ever ready to share him with everyone else and be ever ready to meet him. And if you die tonight, you'll be ever ready to go to glory. Amen? Oh, yes, he used to sing, it's a long way to go to Tipperary, but it's not a long way to go to glory. You just have to trust the Lord as your Savior, and you will be ever ready. So Christians are people who are ever ready. Aren't you glad tonight? Save our souls. That's what he came to do. We respond by doing it quick. When we do it quick, let me hear you. It's... Now, well, let's start together. So he came into the world to what? To save? When we realize that, we have to do it. When we do it quick, and when it's okay because we've got who inside us? We've got the Holy Spirit who's the Energizer who makes us okay, and then when we're ever ready for? Amen. Isn't that lovely? We're ever ready for glory. What a happy crowd of Christians we've got here tonight, haven't we? We're ever ready to meet the Lord. I wonder if there's somebody here who isn't ready to go to glory. And you know, the wonderful thing is, my dear friends, that if you were to pay for any, if you wanted any of these things, you'll have to pay for them, you know. But the wonderful thing is that Jesus has already paid the price of our salvation. And it's absolutely free. You can be here with no money tonight. Like, just like me. Look at that. Nothing. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. You don't need money to be saved. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. Will you say tonight, young ones, maybe older ones, into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Take sin away. Come in to stay. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus, let's just bow in a moment of prayer. Maybe there's an older person, a mum or dad or an uncle or a brother or a sister tonight. And you need to cry to the Lord to save your soul tonight. You're not saved. You're lost. If you're not saved, you're lost. Maybe there's a boy or girl and your mummy and daddy are saved and you're not saved. You've never trusted Jesus as your Savior. And you feel if I don't do it tonight, I'll never do it. My friend, what a wonderful night it would be to trust Jesus. Would you trust him tonight? Would you make sure, my friend, that you're ever ready? That if the Lord should call on the high seas or on Spanish Wells or wherever you'd be, if the Lord called, you'd be ever ready to go to glory. You'll only be ever ready, my dear friends, when you know the Lord as your Savior. Will you trust him tonight? Let's pray. Father, may thy Spirit just work us in us tonight and bring Holy Ghost power to each heart, that truly we may know the Lord blessing and touching lives now. Father, we do ask it, that there will be someone who will cry, save our soul tonight. There will be someone who will do it quickly. And someone who, for the first time in their life, will know it's okay with God and man. And someone tonight, who, Father, will be energized by the Spirit, born again and filled, and be ever ready to go to heaven and be in glory with you. Lord, we just thank you for your love tonight. Bless us in a special way and save some of our young friends and older friends. And those of us who are saved, help us to rejoice in the Lord that we're on our way to glory tonight. Amen and amen. Well, if you're on your way to glory, there's only one song you can sing. Do you know that song? On Sunday I am happy. Amen. Oh, glory, 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 glory to the Lamb. Amen. Well, let's sing it then. And if I can find Tony and Rhonda, we'll fill these musicians again and we'll sing it. It's number what in the book? 81. As a prize for knowing that.
I know there's a prize. Let me just do that. Here you are.
Yeah, come on up and get a prize for knowing it's number 81, okay? Yeah, it's a special prize. Kind compliments of Spanish Wells Gospel Chapel. Okay. God bless you, dear. I'm a Scotsman. We give other people's away freely. I tell you. Stick around, folks. We've got more bargains. Amen. Now, listen, have we got that number 81? Okay. Let's really try it tonight. Thank you very much, and thank you, 81, okay. Touched Uncle Freddy there. I saw him smiling, so he's happy. But there's some folks beyond Uncle Freddy who need to be cheered up. One more time, amen. Oh, we're going to, where are we going? We're going to
glory.
Amen. Well, let's sing as though we're going to glory. Amen. For the last time on Sunday.
Lord, take us home rejoicing in you tonight. Lift up the spirits of any who've come in downcast. And encourage them, Lord, your people, that, Lord, we thank you. Our trust is in the living God who's taken us home to glory. Lord, bless your people now for Jesus' sake. Amen and amen. Just be seated for a moment. I'd like to get to the door to shake your hand. Maybe you'd like to play the music through or some other music, whatever you want to play.